Get up weekday mornings with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.
So all morning, Hamish, you and I have been chatting about this controversial topic, I would say. Popping your partner's pimples.
Oh, so controversial.
Yeah, well, a lady caught her husband cheating because she saw that he had pimples on his back that had been popped by another
woman.
And it led us to question, what type of person does pop pimples? How's it even satisfying in the first place?
Yeah, 13 12 16 is the number. Feel free to call through. Beck is on the line. Beck, are you a popper of pimples on your partner?
I am, yes.
And what enjoyment level do you get out of that?
I love seeing his face when it sort of screams out sort of pain and all that stuff.
So it's not necessarily the fact that you're doing him a favour by getting rid of whatever is inside that pimple, but it's more so you're inflicting pain on him.
Oh, yes.
Well, that works.
Yeah, it does.
I also feel your methods could probably be maybe improved there, Beck, because if a pimple is ready to pop, it shouldn't hurt. It should just, you know, burst gracefully and give a sense of relief to the receiver of the pop.
It does, but when you dig your fingernails in, and I've got false fingernails and they hurt, it makes the pain on my husband's face.
All right, you're a loose unit, Beck.
Beck, I think you're getting a different level of enjoyment for a different reason. It's got nothing to do with the pimple. It's more about the pain you inflict.
That's it, definitely, yes.
And now we've got Tom on the line. Tom, are you somebody that pops your partner's pimples?
Yeah, mate, all the time.
Really?
And what enjoyment do you get out of it?
Oh, it's just satisfying.
See, Tom, in my mind, I was visualising always the chick popping her boyfriend's pimples, you know, and now it's the other way around. Does she get on your back and pop your pimples?
Yeah, she has a go.
There we go. It's a little bit of team bonding between the two of you. Just, you know.
All good relationships are a two-way street, Tom, so it only makes sense.
I don't know if it does, to be honest, but that's okay, Tom. Each to their own.
I would quickly want your expert opinion on this, though, Tom. How soon in the relationship can you start popping your partner's pimples?
Oh, first date.
First date. Straight across the table. Yeah. Nice to meet you. My name's Tom. Oh, look. Do you mind if I have a squeeze of that pimple? Excellent. Yeah. Good to know, Tom. Thank you. And now we've got Declan on the line. Declan, we're talking pimple popping. It's not you this time, but you're quite happy to dob your mum in. What's the story?
Oh, if my mum sees a pimple, jump at me and just squeeze it until it's gone.
Oh, see, does she do it until it hurts as well?
Yeah, she just does not stop.
Yeah, you got to keep squeezing until all of that goodness comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you, I don't know, does mum do it on everyone or is it just you?
Oh, no, she does it to my sister, does it to her husband.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Anyone, wherever there's something that needs to be squeezed, she gives it a squeeze.
No one is safe. Yep. I wouldn't want to be walking down the street and see Declan's mum. She runs across, comes to my pimples.
Well, you'll know which one she is.
Springtime. I love Paris in the fall.
Paris, you are new. This is day number two for you. And this week we thought we'd spend some time getting to know you.
Yes, was that a poem you wrote earlier?
It was. I've been working on that for days now, just for this particular moment. So far, we've found out, that you are 20. You have pink hair.
Yeah.
Your name is Paris. You have a brother and a sister. Brother younger, his name is Griffin.
Yeah.
Your sister is older, she's 28. Her name is Hayley.
Yeah, oh, you got it right. I almost forgot.
Yes, you are sort of in a relationship. Which?
No, I am. I'm definitely in a relationship.
Yeah, no, I'm not picking up that vibe that you're, you know. Anyway, we won't talk about that.
I'm just too cool to admit it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we're going to move on now. I have also noticed that you wear glasses.
Yes.
Why? What is going on with your eyes?
Because I have eye troubles. No. Yeah. But to elaborate, pretty much I always felt I had a lazy eye, which I do have a form of lazy eye. But what I didn't realise is that my right and left eye do not work together at all, basically. So, you know when you see a picture and you can merge them together?
Yeah, you see this one picture.
The focus of your brain. Yeah. I don't do that. My eyes will not, cannot, it's impossible. And so I'm sort of switching between camera right, camera left at all times. And so the glasses are to help me bring the vision together.
So without the glasses, if you were both, you were looking at one picture with both eyes, you would see two separate pictures.
No, without the glasses, I would only see it out of my right eye.
Right.
Because
so
that's
right
my
eye
most
dominant.
Predominant eye, but I can do nothing to strengthen the left eye. It's always going to be the way it is. And so the glasses, you know, my optometrists say they help, but I'm not sure if they do that much.
Well, if anything, they make you look extra smart. Are you an intelligent person?
Yes. Do you know what? I could be considered technically a genius. No.
Serious?
In some ways, do you know, I know in our modern day and age, IQs don't mean much.
No.
Okay, but...
Which is good because I don't have much of one.
99?
So,
no.
Yeah.
But when I was 4 years old, my parents and my kindy teachers and, you know, they had a suspicion that I was born for more.
Yeah.
And they did a huge study and it turns out I've got quite a high IQ.
Mm.
I feel really lame saying it, but I know that you're waiting for the number.
What's the number?
161.
Now, I don't know what my IQ is for a reason, but I would assume 161 is exceptional.
The average is about 114.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm well below average.
That being said,
I
did mention to you in the break, hard work beats talent every time.
Yeah.
And I didn't work as hard as I could have. Therefore, I've probably lost a couple of the brain percentages I had at a younger age.
Wow, 161 IQ. That is insane.
Call my mum. Ask her.
No, I trust you. We're looking for creepy kid stories this morning because I was down the coast on the weekend and witnessed as a kid was eyeballing me. So maintaining eye contact, he was about six. He reached down into a sandpit. He grabbed a handful of sand, not once, but twice, and just started munging on the sand.
Ugh.
It's just not right. And I don't know what worries me more, the fact that he was eating sand and sandpit out of a playground, which is your grossest kind of sand, or the fact that he maintained eye contact the whole time. It wasn't right. But 13, 12, 16 is the number. We want you to share your creepy kid story. Jordan's on the line. What happened?
Hi. So this kid, I was at the local Macca's with my friend, and this little girl had a doll, but it wasn't like any kind of doll. It looked like Chucky, like completely like Chucky. And she ran around with it the whole time, just like clutching it close to her. And I was like, oh my goodness, like...
Kids,
they latch on to the weirdest of things.
You took the words out of my mouth. They're weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah. And you kind of put up with it when it's your own kids. You're just like, okay. He's just going through a stage. Well, she's just going through a stage. It'll be all right. But then when it's somebody else's kid and they're, you know, especially they're getting around with a Chucky doll, it's not pleasant. It's not pleasant.
Exactly.
That's fair enough. And you can't go, I'm going to ask that kid to leave. You just have to leave. You have to. And this is what I did with the kid, the sand eater. I stood up and walked away. I just had to go. It's as simple as that. Jordan, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Sharon's on the line now. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Yeah, not too bad at all. So we're talking creepy kid stories. You got one for us?
Yes, my six-year-old.
All right, we're sitting down. We're ready. What
I like
happened?
This because you've admitted that
your child is a
creep.
Yeah.
It's my child.
Yep.
She looked at me and she asked if old Nana was dead.
Oh.
While she was colouring in. And I said, no, I don't think so. And she said, I think you better call her and check.
And did you make that call?
I did make the call.
Did old Nana pick up the phone?
Old Nana certainly did pick up the phone.
Did you then go, oh, good, I was just checking if you're still alive or not?
Pretty much.
Wow. How did old Nana take that?
Well, she's 92, so she had a bit of a chuckle.
She's still kicking around. That's the main thing. Yeah, kids can be creepy. Did you think you had a psychic child for a while there?
I just was really creeped out.
Get up weekday mornings with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.